USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Biden administration was sued Wednesday over its executive order to halt oil and gas leasing on federal lands and waters. The lawsuit, filed in the U.S. District Court in Wyoming by the Western Energy Alliance, says President Biden exceeded his authority with the recent order. Infectious disease expert Dr. Anthony Fauci says coronavirus treatments and the vaccine are less effective against the South African COVID strain.
It has diminished somewhat the capability of the vaccine to protect, but, and this is an important but, the vaccine still is effective against this strain that is in South Africa.
Fauci, speaking on Fox News, also says we need to be ready for the arrival of the strain and prepare for it to mutate even more. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I've had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
More fraud is coming to light in the Golden State.
California state officials announced at least $11.4 billion in unemployment benefits have been mistakenly paid out fraudulently. Some of the officials are estimating it could be as much as $31 billion stolen. There is no sugarcoating the reality, Julie Hsu, the California Labor Secretary, said Monday. California has not had sufficient security measures in place to prevent this level of fraud, and criminals took advantage of the situation, end quote. President Biden plans to nominate California Labor Secretary Julie Hsu for the number two position at the U.S. Labor Department. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Boeing 737 MAX is being allowed to return to service in Europe with some improvements. The European Union Aviation Safety Agency says they're confident the aircraft is safe, but they still will continue to monitor the 737 MAX operations closely. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Going a little bit more in depth on executive orders, we have more on an executive order President Biden signed last week.
One of President Biden's executive orders last week sought to rejoin the World Health Organization. That is, scientists from the WHO have finally been allowed into Wuhan, China to investigate the origin of COVID-19. Dr. Anthony Fauci tells Fox News that he believes that the U.S. needs to be a part of the WHO, despite flaws inside that organization.
Certainly, the WHO needs to have some reforms. There's no doubt about that. But when you're dealing with a global pandemic, you need a global organization to coordinate. You have to be part of the global community. If you're not involved with the WHO, which interacts with all the countries, even with all its flaws, which it does have, the better part of really what we should be doing is joining back with them. We should put their feet to the fire about getting reforms, but to be completely out of that circuit, I don't think is productive when you're dealing with a global pandemic.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
A majority of Republicans say they back Donald Trump running for president in 2024. That's according to a new poll from Politico. 56% of Republican voters say Trump should run again in 2024, while 36% of Republicans think he should probably or definitely not run again. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.